Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Relax, it's flax.
Boom, one more time.
Relax, it's flax.
Let's spell it out, bro.
Oh no, there's it's so long to spell out.
R to the E to the L A X, I to the T to the S S S, F to the L to the A to the X.
Do you know, I was thinking, you know Casper, not Casper, aka's new song?
Yeah.
Dreamwork. He should have teamed up with Dream Team, and it could have been like Dreamworks makes the Teamworks.
Yeah.
How dope would have that been?
That actually, I think that they have collaborated, but that would have been a good idea really? For him to collab with them. Yeah. Have you heard their new single, Svungu Vungu?
No.
Try say it to me.
Svungu Vungu.
Yeah. So yeah. They actually had a great interview here a couple of days ago.
I know, that's where it came to mind.
They were very, very cool. Svungu Svungu, I'm trying to find it. We heard it here the other day because I'm upset that you haven't heard it. It's actually pretty dope. They use it when they are starting any performance.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like an intro, or is it they play the full song?
No, they just use it when they are introducing them, when they're, before they do like a full set. This is it. Okay, now let's try and be cool and pretend we're a hip-hop show. Yeah, 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 yes. Yeah. Vungu Vungu on the KOCC. Yeah, 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 yeah.
What happened to the horns?
Oh, yeah.
You love those horns, eh?
I love those horns. I really, really do. Okay, it is another edition of Relax, It's Flax. Let's get into it.
I feel like
it,
I was just here. Legit been the quickest week.
You feel like it, huh?
Legit. Some weeks fly and some weeks just take so long.
Do you know?
I feel like when you put preparation into your week on the weekend, your week flies. If you don't like prep for your week on the weekend and do all, like get a lot of your work done on the weekend, your week goes so slowly.
I don't know. I felt like this was a bit of a longish week.
I did so much work on the weekend that I watched like series the whole of yesterday.
Really?
Well, I watched documentaries on the White House.
Documentaries on the why? Documentaries on the White House.
Unbelievable stuff.
Really?
About how, you know Air Force One?
Yeah.
You know there's actually two planes, but they only show you one.
Huh.
And if at any point they decide, just in case a plane's been tampered with, they will swap planes without even Obama knowing. They will move everything that's inside one plane and place it exactly where it was in
that's
the other
crazy,
plane.
Crazy,
like,
dude.
Say someone left a piece of paper, they would change it.
That's crazy.
There's even a bus called a Ground Force One.
What has inspired the new interest in American Air Force One stuff?
I'm obsessed with, like, the security behind it.
Really?
Like, the convoys and all of that.
Huh. What else are you watching?
I like watching like little people stuff, like documentaries on little people, like
that, okay.
Little People LA, and
yeah.
There's one, I forgot what it's called, Little People Big World, I love that. Home Births,
this
I like
TLC them. Stuff.
Yeah, TLC okay. Stuff. But then I also go onto YouTube and I watch like
so much
National
stuff.
Geographic stuff on polar bears and stuff. It's very fascinating.
I haven't watched a good series in a while. Someone suggested that I watch this Making a Murderer.
Oh, no.
It looks too smart for me, though.
I like real-life documentaries, like...
No, that is based
Secret
on a
Service.
Real story, though.
There's a documentary I want to watch tonight. It's all about Britain's Secret Service.
Okay.
Or like documentaries behind Tupac.
Are you becoming a bodyguard and just not telling us?
No. I'd just like to know the details and what goes... What is behind the scenes? Because everyone can see what happens in front of the screens and on the TV. I want to know what happens to make that happen.
Okay.
What goes into getting the president from A to B securely?
Well, listen, I'm glad that we have someone like you on the team in case, you know, something happens at the office now.
I learned everything from his drivers to the limo. Basically, he's got a limo. He's got a bus now. He's got the helicopters. I forgot the name for the helicopters, and he's got the planes.
This is Obama.
Those are his modes of transport.
Okay.
Interesting, eh?
How would you... Do you have any idea on how to spot someone who's suspicious looking?
What you mean? Like a Secret Service agent?
Yeah.
Probably just...
So if someone walks into the office, are you able to say, like you're a Secret Service agent or you're a criminal?
I can very easily spot ministers, bodyguards in the office and stuff like that. Like I'll look for like a bulge in the jacket to see if they got a gun.
Oh.
Or maybe some of the ministers, they have like a walkie-talkie in their ear, like secretly
disguised. Jonah, why are you
disguised?
Looking at me like that?
Just flex looking for bulges.
No, it's not like that. Some of the guests, high profile guests, come in with their own bodyguards. I like to go look at the car that they're driving, because some of them will have lights on their car, or bulletproof windows on their car.
Mm.
It's interesting.
I mean, you've actually gotten away with a hell of a lot because you did shoot Tupac.
Who says I shot Tupac?
Woody on WeChat says you shot Tupac.
Woody still hasn't brought evidence as to, for like, say I killed Tupac, how I did it, how I hit it up, and
he actually sent through audio of that day.
Really?
And what happened? This is Flax shooting Tupac. This is what it sounded like. All right, let's go to William on 0861555189. In fact, I can actually go have some tea now, because this is really between Flax and William. So I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee while I listen to these two catch up. William, go for it. Your boy Flax is right here.
William, how are you?
William.
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 I'm not William.
Oh, sorry, wrong caller. Okay, cool. We're going to try and get William back on the line. This voice does sound familiar,
though.
Oh,
what happened to William?
William.
Who is this?
Yo, what's up? You're live on Cliff Central.
William turns black.
Sorry?
What?
Do you want to just say your name, maybe, rather than a life story?
My name is Cindy.
Cindy.
Cindy. Yeah.
Cindy. Okay, Cindy, here's a hypothetical situation. How would you feel if you were left destitute as a presenter of a television show, and then your producer phoned in under an alias of Cindy, pretending to care about how the show is rolling out while she's taken unnecessary leave? How would you feel?
Jono, call the fire brigade.
I would feel not perfectly fine.
Okay, this, by the way, is producer Kat.
It is
producer Kat. It's
who's that?
Okay, so she's also going through an identity crisis while on leave. Producer Kat,
I did not call in. I was called and sick.
Where are you?
I'm at home.
Doing what?
I'm chilling with my family.
What do you do today?
I woke up and that's all. Sent some emails. And listen to O'Neill and listening to you guys now.
This is your last day of leave. I do actually have to be honest for a second. I mean, not everything fell apart. I mean, everything, as you've been listening, has turned out great. But to a certain degree, not massively, but enough.
Choose your words wisely, eh?
Have perhaps, maybe, somewhat, in my own very small way, missed you, producer Kat.
Yeah, but you've been a bitch. That's all. You've been blue-ticking me like since the day I left.
Yeah, because you keep messaging
me. Maybe even since Tuesday.
But if you're on leave, you got to be on leave. You know what I mean? I'm not going to give you extra work to do.
Well, clearly that's not possible with your show.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, that's all I've been doing is working on your show.
Listen, let's wrap it up with this. What can we expect from you when you come back on Monday? How are you refreshed, recharged?
I'll tell you what you can expect from me. Violent treatment. Yeah, just expect it.
All right, that there's Producer Kat. She's going to be back on Monday. Flax, anything else you want to say to Producer Kat?
Kat, you tweeted you saw something earlier. What was it? You saw a kid take a sweet out of his mouth?
We own a shop at home, and this child came into the shop and she was eating a lollipop. And then she took it out of her mouth, and like as she took it out, a string of like saliva fell out of the lollipop.
That's
it was
heavy.
Disgusting.
Sure.
Was it worth tweeting?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it worth being there to experience that by taking leave? Probably not. All right.
You take 3 weeks leave. I only took 3 days.
Oh, yes. By the way, I've got to tell you right now that July, I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, exactly. For 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, no, not 3 weeks, but that's when I'm not going to be here.
Where are you going in July?
Me and NASA are working on a project, bro. All right.
Can I come?
No. Producer Kat, you didn't invite me on your leave, so whatever.
You've used up your leave.
By the way, Producer Kat, thank you so much for calling in. I know that...
No, thank you to Jono for calling me. I don't have
any time to wait. He's telling a different story. And we'll see you back on Monday, Brad
Maybe.
Nelly.
Maybe.
Okay.
Now I miss William.
I found a better presenter.
That's a producer Kat there coming to you live from her unenjoyable leave.
I remember William used to phone in. I miss him.
Yeah, Jono, what happened to William?
Well, initially it sounded like William, so.
I miss you, William, if you're out there.
Yeah.
phone
Shame.
In.
I'm sorry you lost your one fan, Flex.
Ooh, Jono.
But actually, Flex went out yesterday to buy a fan. No, he really did.
Wait, what's going on here?
Jono throwing side shade. I needed a fan, so I went to go look fan shopping. Like a normal fan.
Okay.
I don't know what Jono... Jono, they should make this window
William,
bulletproof over here.
Now that William
here.
Ditched him, he needed a new fan, so... Shame.
Thank you, Jono.
How are the two of you doing? You're in a good space.
Oh, we're fantastic.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
How are you doing, Jono?
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, great. So, moving on. Let me get my laptop. So, this story just emerged now that yesterday was 420.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people partook in 420. It's like a mad thing.
Wednesday was 420, yeah.
Oh, Wednesday was 420. Then yesterday was National Drug Inspection Day, where people at work did random drug tests.
Mm. Did you pass?
Yeah, I passed with flying colors.
Okay, good.
So, a story emerged how stoners are going to basically hotels and stealing the 420 signs off the door to use for photos and stuff like that.
No ways.
So now hotels have gone to the lengths of not having a 420 room anymore.
That is ridiculous because 420 is the weed day.
Mm. Or they'll go in the 420 room and they'll just smoke up. So now what hotels are doing, they either go straight to 421 or they go 419 plus one. So you're in room 419 plus one because 420 was stolen by some weed dudes.
And this is even in places where it's legal to smoke weed, right? Yeah. Like Colorado.
They legit go and steal the signs.
That's crazy. I've never understood the weed thing. I haven't even smoked a cigarette, so I guess.
I've never understood why you don't have a 13th floor. Like, not everyone's superstitious. Even in the aeroplane.
Hotels
will not have a 13th floor. Aeroplanes don't have a 13th row. What's up with that?
I've never noticed that.
I didn't notice it until I went out of my way to see if there was a 13th row.
That's wild. You know that forever on now, forever forward now from, from now on and forevermore, I will always count the amount of rows in the plane and check if there's a 13th floor.
As Kanye West says, forever, ever.
Forever, ever.
Kanye West is so dope.
He's so cool.
Moving on.
See, look how randomly he comes up in conversation. That means he's like the coolest person ever. Like just randomly one drops Kanye and it's so cool.
He's just he's a conversation starter.
Now, if he died though, what would happen to his Twitter account?
Okay, so if Kanye West died, so we'll start with what would happen to his Facebook account.
Yeah, because you've got this whole piece on what happens to your social media when you die.
I've always been curious, like do you have to leave people passwords and stuff? So with Facebook, you can actually get your account turned into like a memorial account.
Oh no,
like,
bro.
Like your wife or your brother or sister.
Can they email Facebook and say you're dead?
Yes, they email Facebook and they have to provide all forms that you've died and ID and stuff like that. And basically it becomes a memorial account where they can post on your behalf.
That is so unnecessary. Just close the fucking account. Stop milking the human race for everything that they're worth, Facebook.
And like every year people post on there, miss you so much.
Honestly, they don't need to turn Facebook into like a grave.
Yeah, a graveyard.
Graveyard, yeah.
Twitter. Basically, if you die on Twitter, you send through paperwork that, well, your family member sends through paperwork that you've died.
Mm.
And then they're not allowed to tweet on your behalf, but they can access your account. And then it gets deactivated.
Huh.
So they're not allowed to put out your final tweet when you die.
I actually want to check something now. I wonder if Reva Steenkamp's Twitter account is still...
I don't understand how Michael Jackson's tweeting, though. I'm telling you now, Joe Jackson has it. But how the hell's he tweeting?
Reva Steenkamp, I think, is still on Twitter. She's got 40,000 followers. South African model, cover girl, Tropic Island. Yeah, her account is still active. And her her last tweet that she wrote, not retweeted, was, of course, on the 13th of February 2013. What do you have up your sleeve for your love tomorrow? Hashtag get excited. Hashtag Valentine's Day.
Oh, mad.
That's so heavy, bro. Mm. That's had 4,300 retweets. Why the fuck would you retweet something like that?
Because of the contrast of what happened.
Yeah, it's just, I would never want someone else's, like a dead person's tweet on my timeline. Like,
I'm pretty sure you've got dead people's tweets on your timeline.
Yeah, but this is obviously after she was killed that people started retweeting it. Because she wouldn't have gotten 4,300 retweets on that when she was still alive and wasn't in the news. I don't get that. It's had 1,700 likes. What the hell is there to like about that? the chick was killed.
It was probably the next day it got that many likes, was straight away.
Jeez, that is so odd. People are so odd.
You got some wacky people out there.
It's ridiculous. Like those... Same thing I was saying earlier, though, about this getting Prince trending worldwide with everyone saying how much they miss the guy on Twitter. I just don't get it. People want to include themselves in death.
They're all just trying to come together for a common cause and say that they're there for each other.
No, they just want to say that they are affected by it. Because look at me, I'm a human being with emotions and everything, and you better see the fact that I'm also upset by this, because me, me, me.
See, I see it as people just want to see that they have common interests with other people. That's why we use hashtags. So that we can be joined with
and
other
I
people.
I get that, but you know, I don't know. I just don't like talking about dead people on social media. What do Instagram do?
Instagram basically the same as Twitter. You can deactivate their account. You're not allowed to post on their behalf, and you won't come up in any searches. So if I search for someone's name and they're dead, it won't come up, but their account will be private.
Heavy.
So you can still go see their selfies that they've posted, but you can't post on their behalf.
Oh yeah, let's shift gears. Talk to me about a big story on Cliff Central's Unnews this week.
Okay, so this was on Cliff Central's Unnews.
How do you get that again?
What? Unnews?
Yeah.
You go to the website.
Okay. It's at the bottom, right?
No, at the top.
At the top.
Top right. I think it's under Connect, and then there's Unnews.
See, I was just checking that you knew, bro.
Ah. Can I get some horns for this story? It's a pretty dope story.
On. What is the story about?
It's about a man getting bitten on his ass by a rat.
That's the rat biting the man's ass.
You don't even need a hype man with those four horns.
Nah, it's so swag, bro.
You can become a DJ with just those four horns.
Should we? Well, then I need also like heavy underscore music as well.
What's
like,
underscore music?
To turn this into like bed music. You know, there's nothing worse than when they use that dumb bed music on radio. It is the worst shit ever. Like, you can barely understand what the person's saying as it is because
you have
the
like a
signal's
sad,
so shit.
Like a sad song.
For this. Now, I'll give you what I got, though. Okay, cool. Should we do the story?
Yes.
Okay. Yo, 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 yo. It's coming on Cliff Central. It's coming on Cliff Central. We're going to get into another story now. Yeah! Yo, Mike Flax, where you at, son? What's going on?
So, a man in Middleton complained to Councillor Collins after a rat chomped
Councillor Collins!
A rat chomped on his cheeks after floods in the area swept rats around broken sewer pipes.
I ain't gonna bite your ass, I'ma bite your face!
Imagine that. Rats in a sewer pipe climb up your freaking toilet while you're making a poo and it bites your ass. Just out of nowhere, just... Gah! You know how sore that is?
To be bitten by a rat in the bum.
And you can probably get rabies and then they're like, sorry, sir. You go to hospital and they're like, sorry, sir, how did this happen? You'd be like,
well, I was sitting on the toilet and a rat came out of nowhere and bit my ass.
Yeah, and people said Michael Jackson was dead and look at that.
Did that sound like Michael Jackson?
A little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
Oh, now I want to see if it did sound. Give me something to say.
You can get the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Very true.
Listen, man. That's so heavy. You know, I've had that fear. Now I have it about rats as well, but I've had it about snakes also. And it's because of a Leon Schuster movie I saw as a kid where I think a snake climbed up in like this porta potty and like bit the person's ass. So just always double check that.
I lift the toilet seat because I'm scared of spiders. Next minute you're on the toilet and you feel something tickling your bum. And then you lift up and there's a gigantic freaking daddy long legs.
Now you've given me a third thing to worry about when going to
the
bathroom.
No, you must always lift the seat. What happens if you're sitting on the toilet and you're relaxed, you're calm, you're making a poop. And you see a daddy long legs in front of you. You can't go forward. You can't go backwards. There's nothing.
I don't know what you would... Actually, I'm quite stressed out now. That's just very heavy.
Yeah, I'm scared of like daddy long legs or Parktown prawns popping out of somewhere while I'm on the toilet. It's important to check your surroundings. Spiders.
I'd probably try and stomp on the daddy long legs like with my foot. I've stomped on quite a few spiders.
Jono, you've ever had an incident where you were on the toilet and something like surprised you, like a daddy long legs or something?
No, I don't shit.
Oh. Wow. Well, people are dropping bombs here. They're not dropping poo, but...
Jono didn't... Yeah.
Boom, baby. My shit don't stink. I don't shit.
How's the song go? You keep stinking... You keep thinking your shit don't stink. You're trying to get a little bit closer.
Huh?
Little
bit it's Outcast.
How's it go?
It's Andre 3000.
Shit don't stay. Andre 3000. Shit don't stay. Hang on. It's from Roses. Yeah, it was this song.
Where is Outkast? Are they still around?
I actually saw them 2 years ago at Coachella when I used to go, when I had a nicer life.
You're still down about missing Coachella.
Hang on, let's do this. Da 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 da.
Caroline.
9 to 5. Oh, this is a jam. Oh, shit, I went to the next song.
Who's on the phone? I see that flashing.
Jono? Oh, Flax's biggest fan is now on the line. That's very exciting.
Oh, tell me it's William.
Okay, Flax, you take it.
William? Hello?
Hey.
Hey, who's this? Hello?
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
I was just calling because you said, everyone said that you don't have any fans. I'm like your biggest fan.
Isn't that sweet?
Does this biggest fan have a name?
Yes, it's Jess.
Jess.
Yes.
Jess, are you related to William by any chance?
Hey?
Are you related to William by any chance?
No, I don't know William, but I'm from Durban and just your biggest fan.
Oh, Durban.
That's very sweet.
I know that's far from Cape Town, but have you heard what's happening in Cape Town?
Yeah, well, you know, I lived in Cape Town as well, but you know,
there's mad storms down in Cape Town. Now. Aren't you happy you no longer live in Cape Town?
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in Joburg traffic. I'm here for the weekend. It's super intense.
Oh, yeah, Joburg traffic's the worst. Well, I'm glad you tuned in.
But just before we let you go, though, what are the four things that you love most about Flax?
Yeah, I can't actually reveal those because I know him a little too well, guys.
Okay, now that's exactly why you should reveal those. The four things, at least give me two or three.
His eyes are quite nice. You know, Facebook built a lot.
Okay.
I actually just dropped a tweet with a photo of me. You can catch my eyes there as well.
You know, I've already saved this. It's on my phone. I'm like super number one fan.
Okay, so eyes are proper. What else?
You know, the way he styles his hair, it's just very different, but
It's like
he makes it look good.
Surfer meets Bieber. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to flatter him too much, though.
Okay, no, good. Yeah, keep his ego in check because it's going to be really, really big after this. Thank you very much, the biggest fan of Michael Flax. He feels a lot better. He was looking a little down in the dumps.
Yeah, I just wanted to make him feel a little bit better.
Boom.
Well, thank you so much. You have a great weekend, eh? Oh, you even got horns for that.
Okay, Flax, I can't believe it. We're just about out of time.
Oh, no ways.
I know, bro.
Can we have like another half hour?
No, because then we have to keep Alessandro waiting.
Alejandro. You guys must play that song when he comes on. Huh? Alejandro.
That's a good idea. I'm gonna load that up. Okay, cool. Well, then we can take it a little bit longer. What else?
Okay, take a guess how many times you unlock your phone. Apple actually did research into this in a day.
Proper? Can I tell you something? I don't want to know. Because I know that it's way too much, and I'm sick of this stupid phone. I'm sick of the fact that I check this thing. There's every 5 seconds. Before I get into the shower, I check it. As I get out of the shower, I check it. And there's nothing there.
You know, sometimes I actually want to take my phone into the shower. I think I'm going to invest in a waterproof cover.
Bro, I'm so sick of this stupid phone.
Nah, we love our phones.
Yeah, we do, but I don't know what I'm looking for half the time. And before I know it, like, I'll get home at like 9 o'clock and it's been a long day or whatever. And before I know it, it's 9:30. I've spent a half an hour watching Snapchat, watching what everyone had for bloody lunch.
I won't lie. When I wake up in the morning at like 4 o'clock, I get on my phone, I refresh Twitter, I refresh Facebook, I refresh Snapchat, and then I'll check like what people are up to or what they're up to the night before. And then I start my day.
Bro,
I get out of bed then.
It's such a time sucker for no reason.
I know, but like, imagine what people were doing when we didn't have phones.
I think that they were happier. Internet. I think they might have been happier. Anyway, what were we saying?
Oh, how many times you unlock your phone in a day. So Apple did a study and have revealed you unlock your phone about 80 times a day, once every 10 minutes. How crazy is that,
it's
eh?
It's just so unnecessary.
When last did you unlock your phone?
Like right now.
Yeah, was to play that song, no?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My phone's right
here. I unlock it?
You know, my phone is never more than like probably 2 or 3 feet away from me.
That's why Apple actually introduced the Touch ID, because they didn't want people having the Is painstake a word?
Yeah, that can work.
The painstake of having to put your password in each time.
Yeah. Oh, I see the picture that you put out. That's a little dope, earlier.
Eh? I look like I just got off like my surfboard in Cape Town, eh?
You took a selfie with a peace sign. You said, join me and at Aria Common right now on CliffCentral.com. We're starting the weekend with you. Relax, let's flex. I'll retweet.
Retweet. Everybody, just go retweet. RT, RT, RT. Follow for follow. RT, RT.
Retweet. And I see that your profile picture is still you praying to God.
No, that's me on the Cliff Central couch here looking dope as hell.
Praying.
Dope.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's also some behind the scenes of Lira's interview this
morning. Lira was on the Gareth Cliff show. Such a good interview. Oh my God. She's a sweetheart and a half.
I know. She's so cool. She really, really is.
And she just came out with a new album, Born Free. They discussed.
She debuted a tear with O'Neill. Yeah.
Go get that on cliffcentral.com under Gareth Cliff Show podcasts.
Did we tell everyone how many times we did? How many times you unlock your phone, right?
80 times.
80 times.
Once every 10 minutes.
Oh my God. You see, I was so busy unlocking the phone.
Yeah, you were so busy on your phone.
Okay, dude. One more story. What is it?
Oh, do you want to know how much rappers charge?
Which rappers? Overseas.
Overseas rappers. So this will be like your Kanye West, your Drake's, 50 Cent, 50.
Yeah, okay. What are we looking at?
Okay, so 50 Cent's coming in at the least at $150,000 for a performance.
It's still like a whole economy, yeah.
Nicki Minaj, $250,000 for a night.
So that's probably what she charged to come out to SA. But
no, she probably charged way more.
It probably cost him about $1 million to get her to come here.
Probably about 4 or 5 million
per show. Probably about $1 million.
No,
she did
more.
About 4 or 5 shows here.
No, I know some people have brought other acts for like 3 songs and they've charged $1 million.
Really? Okay, shit.
Where are we? Lil Wayne. Wayne's World, Planet Rock, where panties drop, $300,000. Drake, $350,000 to $600,000. So Drake's even more expensive than Lil Wayne.
Sure. Yeah, obviously Drake is the bomb, bro.
This I didn't understand. Macklemore's more expensive than Drake and Lil Wayne.
Yeah, because Macklemore is just the sickest.
Macklemore topping up at like $700,000.
I was being really naughty the other night because I'm a big Macklemore Rounders fan and I was looking at where he's playing at the moment. I think he's just finishing up a European tour right now and I was on the verge of just being like, peace out, it's been real.
And just going to go watch him perform.
Yeah, because I really want to see him. But no wonder those concert tickets were so expensive. He's one of the most expensive acts.
I don't think I really want to see him. But Kanye West is coming in at $500,000.
So worth it. In fact, he's worth a lot more than that.
Take a guess who's coming in at the most.
Jay-Z.
I was going to say, it's so obvious. The king. Jay-Z, $1 million a night.
Power.
Crazy, eh?
Power,
imagine
power,
making $1 million in a night.
Yeah, well, keep imagining, because I don't know if it's going to happen for either of us. Well, it's not going to happen for me anytime soon. Unless I really do drop my rap album, which has been under wraps.
You never know. We could make a collab with Casper Your Vest and AKA and everyone
bro,
on the scene.
No. I've got international collabs lined up.
With Justin Bieber.
You know my debut single, Swaggy Swaggy.
Swaggy Swaggy. How's it going?
Swaggy Swaggy. Swaggy Swaggy. Swaggy Swaggy. Left. Swaggy Swaggy. Right. Damn, 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 damn. Swaggy Swaggy. Up. Swaggy Swaggy. Down. Now Swaggy Swaggy. Swaggy, swaggy, all around.
Yeah, I think that needs to go into post-editing, eh?
The most intellectual half hour you'll hear this whole week. Swaggy, swaggy up, swaggy, swaggy down. Swaggy, swaggy left, swaggy, swaggy around. Okay,
what's your rapper name going to be? Swaggy.
No.
Like Shaggy with a S.
I guess I could keep changing it because that's what they do. What would your rapper name be?
Shit, what would my name? I don't know. That's such a hard one. I like something between Tupac and Biggie. Like Big Cup. I'll be Big Cup.
Big Cup.
That's my rapper name, Big Cup.
I think I'd go with a really long name, like K to the E to the L, L to the M to the A to the Swagger Swagger.
You just want something as long as the name Macklemore.
Swagger 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 all around. I say A to the R to the Y, E. Swag.
Anyway, it's time for... time for Big Cup to sign out.
Boom. Big Cup, how do we keep up with you, brah?
You can follow me on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, Michael Flax, MICHAELFLAX. And just right now, pick up your phone, unlock it for the 80th time today. Go to Snapchat and go add friends, add MIKEFLAX. Mike Flax, I'm going to be Snapchatting away my week. End.
That's it. I watched Flax make a curry last night.
Butter chicken curry. It was it was amazing.
I literally watched him put each ingredient in. And then I thought, is this my life, watching people put ingredients into butter
when
curry?
It comes to cooking in South Africa, I'm the next J something. I'm going down as M something.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah. Big Cup, I mean, the Big Cup's a good name for a cooking brand as well. I'm going to play this song now. I love this song so much. Have you heard this? This is how I'm going to wrap up Relax, It's Flax. Oh, no, that's not it. I was looking for the... No, it's not the song that I wanted. It was that... song. I thought we had that.
What, Rihanna? I want to see you wearing...
No, it's such an interesting song that I really wanted to...
What about that other song? I'm going to butcher the name, but it's like that gangster song. You played it like 2 weeks ago and you said I must finish it up for you. Gala Gatte.
No, Shine Good.
Yes. Oh, I love that song. Shine Good.
I was talking about this because it's such a different kind of song, and I thought it was so dope, and I thought it was on the system, and I was going to play it now.
Who sings it? No, it is still on the system. Remember, we can't play off our phones.
Oh, yes. Oh, there we go. Oh, look, it just popped up. It's this song. I think it's so cool. Swagger, swagger up. Swagger, swagger down. Swagger, 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 swagger all around. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that either. What I do know, though, is that Flax is going to be back next Friday for another dope edition of Relax, It's Flax. Dude, thank you very, very much for hanging out. Powerful as always.
Have a sick weekend.
Final words of motivation for the nation.
When you got more than two cups, then you got a big cup. That's pretty inspirational.
Which is your rapper name.
That's my rapper name. And well, that's probably going to be my intro line.
All right, on the other side of a little Sidlukotin from Ricky Rick. That's how he says it. What's wrong, Jono?
Nothing.
Jono, you haven't smiled once.
No, do you know what song we could play? What? It's that song called Hurry the Fuck Up.
Swagger, swagger, hurry. Swagger, swagger, up. Swagger, swagger,
I got one cup, two cup, three cup. I'm big cup.
We'll leave you with this powerful message before Alessandro. Helman on cliffcentral.com.